I hope I don't have to do these very often. I was just thinking about that. I had this whole thing in my head I was going to say about what a Reloaded episode is and why we're here. But what came out of my mouth when I hit the record button was, I hope I don't have to do these very often. Episode 6 was released Thursday morning, early in the morning. And I gotta be honest, I don't like it. That's not fair. I rarely like the stuff that I do. I don't really listen to it once it comes out, other than a quick listen for quality assurance purposes. And it's not that I hate the entire episode. I don't. It's fine. But there are a couple of spots that I think that I really missed the fucking boat on. So rather than recreate the episode and then put the new version up in episode 6's place and pretend like the original version didn't happen, I figured what I would do is a air quotes Reloaded thing, where I fix the parts that I don't like and then fucking throw them up, so now you can compare and contrast. See what I mean? It's added value. I think what we would call that in corporate America, it's an added value episode. So like I said at the very beginning of this, I hope I don't have to do these very often. But I think I probably will. This is not a road I wanted to go down, by the way. All right, let's just dive into it. Cue the Reloaded intro. Let's go.
The following is a European Canon production.
In the ancient land of Valmira, there lived a man. Lorenzo is what he was called in those days. The bastard of Valmira. The butcher. He killed at will, indiscriminately, slaughtering both beasts and men with his large, meaty cock, a vein-covered, blunt instrument of destruction and staggering beauty he called Wamba, the rod of the underworld.
Welcome, motherfucker, to Misanthrope Radio!
Episode 6, Reloaded.
Getting old is fucked up. And when I say getting old is fucked up, I'm not talking about the usual shit that you hear people complain about. Somebody's always got something to say about getting old. Well, this sucks about getting old, and that sucks about getting old, and it's honestly usually fairly benign. But getting old is fucked up, not just because of the aches and pains and your fucking skin gets thin and you're always bleeding for no fucking reason. Getting old is fucked up in ways that I didn't fucking anticipate at all. I had this realization the other day when I was sitting down and I realized that my fucking balls were hanging out of the bottom of my shorts. Gotta be honest, that's never happened to me before. My balls were hanging out of the bottom of my shorts. Now, I've had these shorts a long time. So you would think, okay, well, if this has never happened to you before, there must be a variety of mitigating factors. Some kind of natural phenomenon or environmental phenomenon must have made this occur. Okay, well, let's examine that. It's a chair that I've owned for a very long time. I sit in it the same way every day. My feet were on the ottoman that I've owned for a very, very long time. My feet go in the same place on the ottoman every day. The shorts I was wearing, I've owned for a very long time. And when I'm at the house and I'm not planning on going anywhere, I don't fucking bother with underwear. I walk in, take off the fucking work clothes, wash up a little bit, throw on my fucking shorts and t-shirt, and go continue to live my life. But on this particular day, in these particular shorts, on this particular chair, with my feet on this particular ottoman, my testicles were hanging out of the bottom of my fucking shorts. And that's when it hit me. Getting old is fucked up. You suffer indignities getting older that you honestly shouldn't have to fucking suffer. If you think about it, throughout the course of your life, you're always fucking eating shit in one way or another. But the process of life is fucked up. And here I was the other day sitting in my fucking chair, knocking on the door of 50 years old with my fucking balls hanging out the bottom of my shorts, thinking to myself, this is the beginning of the downhill slide. And like I touched on earlier, the downhill slide takes many forms. But for the purposes of this particular episode, the downhill slide that I'm referring to is not physical or cognitive, it's social. The social stigma of falling into the age range between 50 and 59 years old. I'm going to call it the creepy era, the creepy years, the creepy decade. I've officially turned the corner from middle-aged, and I'm on my way to elderly, but there's a 10-year downhill slide before you get to elderly. And you're asking, okay, well, fucking how do you define that 10-year slide? What are you talking about? Why do you think that there's a fucking 10-year slide, Lorenzo? Well, let me tell you. Imagine you're on a plateau, and you're cruising along on that plateau. That plateau is your 40s. Now, when I say you're on a plateau, what I mean is through your 20s and your 30s, you're on a fairly steady incline, right? By the time you hit 40, that levels out. It may go up, it may go down a little bit, but from 40 to 49, you're on a plateau. These are your prime earning years. This is your physical appearance. And most importantly, and for the purposes of this particular podcast episode, you're on a plateau from 40 to 49 in the way people view you. So in your 20s, when you're on the way up, you're a kid. In your 30s, when you're on your way up, you're still maturing into the man that you're going to be. But then when you hit 40, you're there. You've arrived. You are the man that you're going to be in the eyes of everyone around you and everyone who meets you. And then you are on a plateau, this beautiful flat plain that you can ride out for up to and including 9 years. You're making the most money you've ever made. Physically, you're holding up. Emotionally, you're getting a little bit more mature. You're on your way to gaining what people are going to view as wisdom. And then at 49, you start your downhill slide. Physically, you're not holding up as well as you used to. People at work are starting to see you as a bit of an anachronism. But for the purposes of this episode of the podcast, it's how people see you in your everyday life and in random social interactions that we're going to talk about here. Because the meaning of everything you do and the perceived intentions behind everything you do change at 50 years of age. A mere year ago, holding the door open at the bank for the young lady to go in front of you was just seen as polite. That lady may think that she's just thankful that that man thought of her, saw her coming, and decided to hold that door for her and let her in. How gentlemanly! When you're 60, holding the door open for a lady at the bank is seen in a certain way. She sees 60-year-old you holding the door open going, "Oh my gosh, what an adorable old man. Oh, look at him. I just want to dress him up. He should wear one of those Thomas Shelby hats. He's just so cute. Thank you, sir. Thank you for holding the door for me." But between the ages of 50 and 59, the perception that they have of you holding that fucking door at the bank is completely different. "Go right on ahead, miss. I've got the door for you." "Oh my God, this fucking creep. Do I dare walk in front of him? He's going to be looking at my ass. I bet he touches me. If he fucking touches me, I'm screaming." That's right. Between the ages of 50 and 59, you're no longer a gentleman. You're not old enough yet to be a kindly old man. You're just a fucking creep. But let me say this about that. I'm going to maintain that I have not changed. I am the same guy at 49 that I was at 29 and 39. Allow me to illustrate. Holding the door for the young lady at the age of 29, this is pretty indicative of what's going through my head. "I like to smell her fucking cunt. Look at that fucking ass. It's like two puppies fighting under a blanket. I want to fucking see her tits. I want to eat her tits. I want to fucking smell her tits. I want to taste her fucking tits. Lactate on my fucking face. Lactate in my fucking mouth. Leave a snail trail up my fucking leg. Pussy, cunt, vagina, fucking ass, tits, asshole, butthole, fucking oral sex, anal sex. Jerk me off. Let me come in your fucking hair." Holding the door open for that young lady at the age of 39, this is pretty indicative of what's going through my head.
"Let me see that fucking axe wound. Vagina, 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 vagina. Cut pussy, cut tits, fuck. Fuck me, fuck you, fuck us. Motorboat."
Holding the door open for that young lady at the age of 59, here's what will be most likely going through my head.
Vagina, pussy, cock, fucking cum, cum, jelly, jizzy, fucking tits. Come in your ass, come on your face, come in your fucking tits, come on your fucking belly button, come in your fucking asshole. Knock you up, kick you down a fucking flight of stairs. Carry on the bloodline if you fucking can. Piss in my fucking mouth like Vince Neil. Come, pussy, cunt, fuck, shit, fuck, cunt, pussy, fuck. Yeah.
So as you can imagine, I can't fucking understand why holding the door open for that young lady at 49 would elicit the kind of response that I described. I'm no more perverted at the age of 49 than I was at 39 or 29. The only difference, the only mitigating factor, is at the age of 49, I'm no longer fuckable. Let's just fucking get it out there. That young lady looks at a 29-year-old man and a 39-year-old man completely differently than she looks at the 49-year-old man. Do you want to know why? The 49-year-old man is old enough, just old enough, to no longer be fuckable. And that makes him a creep. I'm just, consider this a fucking public service announcement from Misanthrope Radio. Once you hit 49 years of age, maybe 50 if you're lucky, you're no longer a gentleman. You're a fucking creep. And then you've got to fucking contend with creep status for the next 10 years. There's nothing you can fucking do. There's literally nothing you can fucking do to change the perception that everyone who meets you is going to have. People are going to fucking put themselves between you and their kids if you happen to be walking through the park. You could have walked the trail at that park every day for a decade, but the moment you fucking cross that line and start on that fucking downhill slide, parents are fucking interjecting themselves, placing themselves between you and where their kids happen to be playing on the fucking jungle gym. And God fucking forbid you walk over and sit down on the swing set. They're calling the cops. They wouldn't call the cops at 48, 47, or 46, but 49, 50, they're calling the fucking police. You're likely to catch a fucking charge for taking a break while you're walking the trail that you've been walking for a decade at the park because you have crossed this invisible line. You're no longer a gentleman. You're creepy. This was a realization I had, and I had the realization again. To fucking recap, because I sat down in a pair of shorts that I've owned for a very long time, in a chair that I've owned for a very long time, and put my feet on an ottoman that I've owned for a very long time, and I realized that my fucking balls were hanging out the bottom of my shorts. Oh, goddamn. To add that to my list of fucking trauma, please. Balls hanging out the bottom of my fucking shorts. They haven't hung in the fucking toilet yet. That's a day that I'm hoping doesn't fucking come for me. That's a day that I'm hoping never fucking happens to me. Long sack, the phenomenon. The phenomenon of long sack. The phenomenon of long sack fucking strikes and my nuts hit that fucking toilet water, I'm done. I'm liable to just fucking grab a Bowie knife and walk into the fucking woods in northern Minnesota and take my fucking chances with the bears. If they take me out, then goddammit, I had it coming. I'm not useful to anyone anymore at that point. Fuck. Nuts hanging on the bottom of my fucking shorts. Son of a bitch. I don't know if I did a good job explaining my theory on the phenomenon of fucking aging as a man. You know, women say all the time that they lose their fucking value at 35 or something like that. Like, it's a really fucking steep decline into invisibility once you hit 35 as a woman, or 45, or whatever the fucking number is that they slap on that. But I think I would prefer it. In all honesty, if you take a fucking 700-foot view of the situation, would you rather, that nuts hanging out of the bottom of the fucking shorts aside, and nuts hanging into the fucking toilet water aside, let's take that out of the equation. Those personal fucking indignities don't factor into this. 700-foot view. Would you rather be on your fucking way up and peak at about 30, 35, and then start your decline and just kind of become invisible? Or would you rather have a nice 10-year plateau and then snap your fucking fingers, wake up one day and realize you're a fucking creep? And everyone sees you as a creep, and every woman assumes you're a fucking predator, and every man thinks you're trying to steal and fucking traffic their child. Personally, I think I would probably take the rapid decline into invisibility and irrelevance than having to fucking mind my pints and quarts every fucking minute of the day for the next 10 years until I can put on that Tommy Shelby hat and grab a fucking meerschaum pipe and be a harmless old man. And what's really fucked up is I'm an ass guy. I love me a big round ass. You know what I mean? I'm doing it. God damn it. If I would have fucking said that line 5 years ago at 45 years of age, you'd have been like, oh, he's an ass man. I've got a nice round ass. Let me slide into his DMs. Right? But no, I'm fucking knocking on the door of 50. I say, I love me a nice round fucking fat bulbous ass. And you're like, oh my God, the fucking creepy is dripping out of my fucking earbuds. It's going to infect me. I'm doing it. I can't even fucking say that I love a nice fat ass anymore. Son of a bitch. You see what I'm saying? A guy saying at the age of 45 that he loves a nice fucking fat ass hits different than a guy at fucking knocking on the door at 50. The guy knocking on the door at 50 can't do it. I cannot publicly enjoy a nice fat ass anymore. Son of a bitch. Getting old fucking blows. When I get done with this today, I'm going to call my dad and I'm just going to ask him, you know, I distinctly remember when you were in your 50s, you would kind of be walking around talking about how getting old sucks. Is that because you had aches and pains? That's kind of what I chalked it up to at the time. Or is it because you realized that you can't walk around and admit publicly that you really enjoy a juicy fat ass anymore? Well, I don't care if it makes me sound like a creep. I love me some thighs and an ass, okay? Fuck it. I'm going to ask him, too, if his balls ever hung out the bottom of his shorts. And what happened? And if so, what happened the first time his fucking nuts hit the toilet water? Definitely going to call him. If I had a way to patch the call in to this podcast, I'd totally do it, but I'm sure that there's probably some kind of fucking easy to use software that I could incorporate into my current setup. I just don't know how the fuck to do it. You'll have to take my word for it. And that's it. That's the addendum. Thank you for humoring me. And like I said in the very beginning, I hope I don't have to do these very often. You know, I'm not actually a perfectionist. It's not like I have some kind of fucking obsessive need to make sure that everything is absolutely perfect on this podcast episode, because it's never going to be. My equipment has its limitations. My skill level has its limitations. And honestly, this is why I don't listen to my podcast episodes more than once. I don't know many podcasters, but in my mind, I think that podcasters listen to their own shit over and over and over again. And I just, I can't. I can't. I can already tell you without even fucking listening to this that I'm not going to fucking be happy with it, because situations being what they were, I had to use my Shure MV7 for some of the voiceover stuff today. And I was mixing and matching with the Shure MV51, which is what I'm talking to you on right now. And it's not going to sound the same, and it's going to be fucking weird, and it's going to bother me. Will you notice? I don't know. But I sure as fuck will, and it'll drive me fucking insane. So I don't listen to my shit very often, because if I did, there would only ever have been one episode of Misanthrope Radio, and then fucking 17 revisions. It would be, you know, Misanthrope Radio episode 1, and then fucking the next 16 entries would be addendums. Well, I didn't like that, so let's fix this, and I didn't like that, so let's fix that. God damn it. Oh, I didn't want to go down this road. I never wanted to have to fucking revise, which is why I put a system in place where I listen for quality assurance purposes, and then I just fucking forget that episode ever happened and start looking forward to the next one. But for episode 6 of Misanthrope Radio, it's the parts, the places where I fucking missed the boat were just glaring. glaringly obvious to me. I thought, fuck, I can't do it. I'm capable of doing a better job than that, or at least telling the story a little bit differently, so I have to fucking do it. There's no way I can just leave it that way. All right. Again, thank you for humoring me. Thank you for coming along on this episode 6 Reloaded edition of Misanthrope Radio. Hopefully there won't be a bunch of Reloadeds in the future. I don't know. There's no way to fucking tell. All right. Until next time.